Good evening, listeners. It's Tuesday, May 11th, and you're listening to Market Wrap, a post-market podcast by Business Standard. I am Nikita, and here is all that happened in the markets today. The headlines first. Market breaks four session of gaining trend. Sensex slips over 300 points. WHO declares Indian variant of COVID-19 a global concern. BHEL hits 21-month high on the back of heavy volumes. And Tata Motors DVR hits 33-month high. Now the news in detail. Markets remained in a firm bear grip on Tuesday as the Lal Street investors participated in line with global peers. Asian stocks tumbled as investors feared that soaring commodity prices that have sent the cost of raw materials from copper to iron ore and lumber to record heights are the latest indicator that inflation may not be as transitory as some policymakers seem convinced. Consequently, MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan was down 1.6% in afternoon trade, its largest drop since late March, while Japan's Nikkei slid 3.16%. The Hong Kong's Hang Seng Tech Index meanwhile fell 3%. In Europe, the Pan-European Stoxx 600 Index fell 1.9%, while the main bourses in Frankfurt, Paris and London all lost close to 2%. Furthermore, Dow E-mini futures were down 0.49%, the S&P 500 E-minis were down 0.75%, and Nasdaq 100 E-minis were down 1.27%, all indicating at another weak session on Wall Street later today. That apart, on the coronavirus front, the World Health Organization has said that the coronavirus variant first identified in India last year was being classified as a variant of global concern, with some preliminary studies showing that it spreads more easily. Against this backdrop, the frontline S&P BSE Sensex shedded 341 points or 0.69% to end the session at 49,162. During the day, the index traded within a range of 49,304 and 48,988. Kotak Mahindra Bank, which was down 3%, was the biggest loser today, trailed by HDFC, Tech Mahindra, HUL, Bajaj Finserv, Titan Company and Bajaj Finance. On the contrary, NTPC, ONGC, Power Grid, Sun Pharma, Ultratech Cement and SBI were the top gainers, up between 1% and 5%. On the NSE, the Nifty 50 index held the 14,850 mark today and settled at 14,851, down 92 points or 0.61%. The index breadth remained neck and neck, with 28 stocks in the red by close as against 28 stocks in the green. JSW Steel, Hindalco, Wipro and Divis Labs were the additional losers on the Nifty index, while Coal India, Indian Oil Corporation, BPCL and UPL were the additional gainers. The broader markets, however, remained resilient to the market fall and ended higher today. The S&P BSE Midcap and Small Cap indices gained 0.6% and 0.8% respectively. Sectorally, the trend remained largely negative. The PSU Bank, Auto and Realty indices were the only gainers today, up 1%, 0.22% and 0.29% respectively. On the downside, the Nifty Financial Services Index slipped 1.3%, followed by the Nifty Metal Index down 0.9%. And before we close, a look at some of the buzzing stocks of the day. Shares of Alkyl Amine Chemical zoomed 10% and hit a new high of ₹3,640 on the BSE in the intraday trade on Tuesday after the stock turned X-split. The company has split the equity share of face value of ₹5 into ₹2 per share. That apart, shares of Bharat Heavy Electricals Limited surged 14% to ₹75.15, hitting a 21-month high on the BSE in an otherwise weak market on Tuesday on the back of heavy volumes. A combined 551 million equity shares changed hands on the NSE and BSE today. The stock of the state-owned heavy electrical equipment company hit its highest level since July 2019. In the past 8 trading days, the stock has rallied 59% from the level of ₹47.2 hit on April 29. Lastly, shares of Tata Motors Differential Voting Rights or DVR hit a 33-month high of ₹151 as they rallied 6% on the BSE in Tuesday's intraday session on the back of heavy volumes and amid expectations of inclusion in the MSCI Small Cap Index. The stock quoted at its highest level since July 30, 2018. Moreover, in the past 2 weeks, shares of Tata Motors DVRs have outperformed the index by surging 20% as against a 1.8% rise in the S&P BSE Sensex. That is all we have for you today in this edition of the podcast. For more news and views, stay logged on to businessstandard.com.